All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the latest college football poll is out, and after losing at home to the LSU Tigers by 5 points this past Saturday, the Alabama Crimson Tide only dropped 2 slots in the ranking from 3rd to 5th. Now, Alabama is still in a very good position. Why? Because ranked right in front of them are the Georgia Bulldogs. And Georgia has a very tough game this Saturday on the road and as they take on Auburn. And Alabama could potentially move back up into that 4th slot. But the problem for Alabama is this. The Big Ten winner is going to get in. The SEC winner is definitely going to get in, and Clemson is going to get in because they're a lock, because nobody's going to, you know, tip them off of their run right now in the ACC. Alabama more than likely does not have the luxury of playing in the SEC championship game, and their main competition for that 4th slot more than likely will be the Big 12 and Pac-12 winners. Now, Alabama doesn't have a signature win so far this season. That could have come this past Saturday over LSU. What they do have is their regular season finale on the road at Auburn, and Auburn is currently ranked 12th. So there's a good opportunity for Alabama to really impress some people on the committee should they win that game. Now, there are plenty of obstacles in front of Alabama as far as getting back to the playoff. I talked about the possibility of the Pac-12 winner overtaking them, because right now Oregon is 6th, Utah is 7th, and both of them are on a collision course to reach the Pac-12 championship game. You look at Minnesota, who's undefeated, they're ranked number 8th. You look at Penn State, they're ranked 9th. And you look at Oklahoma, who's ranked number 10. Now, the Penn State at 9 really, you know, intrigues me, because they have that showdown with Ohio State coming up soon. And should Penn State win that game at Columbus, they're definitely going to leapfrog and definitely more than likely move past Alabama. Yes, Minnesota's ranked number 8 right now. I don't see a situation where the Gophers are going to continue to climb. Why? Because two of their last 3 regular season games, one of them is this Saturday at Iowa. They also have Wisconsin, as well as potentially the Big Ten title game against either Ohio State or Penn State. Not happening right there. Oklahoma, they're at 10 right now with a record of 8-1. The committee has shown you what they think of them, and the same can be said about Baylor, and they're 13th and they're undefeated. So I look at Alabama's main competition being Oregon, Utah, and Georgia. Now, if Georgia goes out there and defeats Auburn this coming Saturday, and they win the SEC championship, all of that about Alabama is thrown out of the window. Why? Because then you would have a situation where Georgia not only went to Auburn and won, but they also defeated LSU in the SEC championship game. That's going to lock them in, and that's going to send Alabama to a New Year's Six Bowl. So, I mean, there are a lot of hurdles for Alabama to get over to get back into the playoff realistically, even though that they're number 5. They still could be a very dangerous team because, you know, come playoff time, if they get in, they'll be healthy. And they also have the luxury of not playing in a conference championship game, which gives them an extra week of rest should they get in. And, of course, Nick Saban, one of the best in the business, he's going to use this loss this past Saturday as motivation. We've seen him do it in the past to rally his team to come back and win a national championship, and I would not be surprised if he did it again. But it's going to be a little bit tougher this time for Alabama to get back into that field of 4. But should they get in, I know that they're very green defensively this year, and they've had their ups and downs, and of course they're relying on an injured quarterback right now in Tua Tagovailoa. But I'll tell you like this, if the Tide get in, they are going to be a dangerous team, and they will be tough to knock off. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.